I'm floored. I'm just floored. Thank you so much, Chris. Actually, I'm working on a manuscript about Los Angeles, and one of the epigraphs is from John Fonte, and I have an epigraph for a poem about a diner. The Apple Pan on Pico is from Jonathan Gold. And I was a bank teller on Pico Boulevard when I was in grad school. I was briefly in a PhD program at UCLA, really a bad idea, but I was a bank teller to pay the rent. So let me tell you about tonight. We are thrilled to have five really amazing poets reading again this week. And the way this is going to work is that we'll be having them read in alphabetical order. They will read. We will then adjourn briefly for the photo opportunity in which the poets will be asked. We'll try to drag them away from their adoring fans, which is not easy, I'll tell you, and into the back corner for a photo, and then we'll come back, and we'll have some book sales, and then we'll go to the open mic. Now, I really would urge you to hang around for the open mic, because it is often a revelation, and people who are reading here at Featured often have come from the open mic. So we encourage you to participate in the open mic and hang out. It's not going to be too late. We actually started almost on time, mostly. And I'm going to read a poem also in the open mic on the subject of fathers, since Father's Day is coming up. And the poem is by Joseph Karasek, whose memorial reading was on Saturday. And I do have some of his books. If you somehow don't have copies, they're all free, and I can bring more copies. So that's how we'll start. So we're going to start with our first poet. We'll do doing the quickie bio note here. Laurie Anderson was born in Western New York. Her dad was a Baptist minister, so they traveled all over. As an adult, I love this line, she ping-ponged between Philly and New Jersey, moving to Pittsburgh in 1989. She has written everything you can think of, guidebooks, memos, records, reports, newsletters, and she's also is writing some poems. Please welcome Laurie Anderson.